Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Joe Rogan and Brett Weinstein get into the border crisis happening in America. And some of the points that Brett Weinstein makes, I'm not going to lie, they're pretty stinking spooky. So let's jump into this video. Go ahead.
And saw the migration. You saw the groups of people that are making their way up through.
I was invited, actually, my son Zach, and I went to Panama, where I have some history. I did my bat work on Barrow, Colorado Island in Gatun Lake, the Panama Canal. So Panama's a place I'm familiar with. But Michael Yon invited us down to go look at the migration in the Darien province of Panama, which is the province bordering Colombia. As you probably know, there's a gap in the Pan-American Highway, about 60 miles, that were never built in this highway that otherwise stretches from Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, to the southern tip of South America. And what's there is a tremendously significant and very difficult jungle in the Darien Gap. So there's a national park there. And ordinarily, people do not cross the Darien Gap. It is a famously difficult obstacle.
So Brett didn't just go to the border. He went to the root of this migrant crisis, which is this Panama Gap, 60 miles. Most people don't cross there. Okay. And then what he discovers there is shocking and spooky, to say the least. Yeah, this is Central America we're talking about.
And what we see there is that the international community is encouraging a massive migration of people from South America into Central America, and that almost all of those people are ending up crossing our southern border and entering the U.S.
I think that claim, I would need some sort of fact or quote to back that. That's a bold claim. The international community, if I'm just going to steel man the opposite side of this, that's a bold claim. The international community is encouraging people from South America to come. Which international? Who, the UN? Like, is the UN putting out a statement, right? Mm-hmm. I think that's the part where I go, okay, you can't just make a statement like that and not have to provide any results, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe we'll dig into that a little bit, because that's a pretty bold claim to make, because that's wild to say the international community is encouraging people from South America to just go up north. I would be like, which organizations, who in the international community, right? That's a bold claim.
Who are questioned are claiming political asylum, which is not accurate. So we talked to many, many migrants, and the universal story amongst the migrants who would talk to us is that they were fleeing bad economic conditions in the direction of what looks like greater opportunity.
Which that's why most people are coming to America. Across the board. And I'm sure there are maybe some people in different parts of the world that are really facing actual violence and all kinds of stuff, right? Across their, in terms of their physical well-being, right? There's a difference between saying there's nonprofit organizations that set up this migration trail, which is stupid and bad, and they shouldn't do that, and saying the international community. And I think what do you guys think when someone says the international community, right? I'm thinking like the UN, I don't know, NATO. I don't know, right? Some sort of alliance between North America and South America. That's what I think.
Told by the international community that they should come across the Darien Gap, where many of them are not surviving the trek. It's extremely dangerous.
Right.
And they're migrating north.
I don't understand why you would send people across this path that people don't make it through. That doesn't make any sense to me. If your nonprofit's trying to help migrants.
A really troubling thing, though, is that migration is familiar in one way. It looks a little bit like the migrations of Central Americans that migrated north when we were kids. But there is another migration.
You find anything?
No, not anything on international communities, just NGOs, and that there is an increase of immigration from Central America.
And nonprofit organizations are encouraging migrants to come up north.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's probably because of Biden's failed policies on catch and release in America versus catch and release in Mexico, mm-hmm. which he changed over, I want to say, day one, right? Bad policy has consequences,
oof,
right? And so this is a byproduct of that. This is a byproduct of bad policy that nonprofit organizations that are usually, I would guess these nonprofit organizations are probably going to be idealistically driven, no borders, borderless, America has tampered in international affairs. Therefore, these people should be allowed to come over because once upon a time we did something in Guatemala and Ecuador, right? Like that's probably the logic behind this. Which some of that stuff is true. Like we definitely have a vested interest in parts of Mexico and Guatemala and Ecuador. Like we definitely have done that, but we've done that because, or not we, but America, the government has done that out of self-interest, right? To keep criminals out, to help with whatever dictatorship they were riding out with, whatever that is. Okay, so that's already crazy. This next part gets like this. We might have to turn this on here.
Uh-oh.
Okay, this gets crazy.
It's what he says like next that
is spooky. Okay? Listen to what he says next.
Familiar in one way. It looks a little bit like the migrations of Central Americans that migrated north when we were kids. There is a migration of Chinese immigrants that looks different, feels different, and is being housed in a totally separate way in Darien for reasons that are not in any way obvious. Mm. Now, I don't know exactly what to make of that. I have hypotheses. There are no more than that. The Chinese migration is not forthcoming about why it is migrating. It is composed mostly of young military-age men. There are some women present, but it's not 50-50 by far. And the international community has arranged separate encampments. The Chinese are, in many cases, traveling a separate way across the Darien Gap. They're skipping some of the worst parts of it, traveling by boat. And
so that made no sense. Oh, no.
So you mean to tell me, according to Brett Weinstein, that there is two types of migrants mm-hmm. coming over.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these folks are from the typical South America, Central America, Mexico, coming over. Well, this is obviously further south of Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to go through this treacherous 60-mile terrain. And then, however, there's these Chinese migrants that are coming over, and they take a different pathway?
Mm-hmm.
What is going on?
Ruslan, what are we doing?
We need to get our conceal and carry.
We need more than a conceal and carry for a Chinese military infiltration?
This is all according to Brett Weinstein, allegedly.
We got 10-round magazine bans. We're stuck in California. We need more than that. We need ARs, Ruslan. We need framework.
We need framework.
Where is that?
We need framework. We need instructions. We need a North Star. We need hierarchy. What is this? Participation, culture, entitlement. What is going on? We're men. Hold the line.
Bruh. We need to get real man firepower. American firepower.
As I think I mentioned, they are, when asked where they're from, where they're going, why they're going, they are uninterested in talking. There's a hostility to it that I found.
Wait, excuse me? You're uninterested in talking to us? You're coming over our borders. Excuse me.
Oh, excuse me, sir. You can't come in here. I just want to talk to you real quick.
This is crazy.
Shocking. Because for one thing, if you imagined folks from almost anywhere in the world were heading to the U.S. because they didn't like the way things were in China, they feared their government, they thought that there was economic opportunity, mm-hmm. they would be curious about Americans. These are soon to be their countrymen. They would tend to be interested in talking. And even if they, for some reason, because they had lived under a totalitarian regime, felt that they couldn't talk, they wouldn't be broadcasting hostility. They would be ambivalent or something. And that is not the impression that they leave when interacting with them. So I
was figuring maybe they just couldn't speak English, like when he first said it. Like, mm-hmm. you know, because if you're in South America, maybe you're more likely to speak English. Maybe these folks aren't. They're also migrants. That's the only thing I could think of.
Mm. Found that utterly alarming. And I came to wonder if the migration of people coming up from South America, many of whom, by the way, are not South American. There are people coming from the Middle East. We met Afghans. There are people from Iran, Yemen, all over the world. They land in Ecuador, which has no visa requirement, and then they migrate through Colombia into Central America and straight up to the U.S. But in any case, that massive migration seems to provide a cloak for this other migration from China, which is nothing if not mysterious.
That's the
Joe Rogan's ready.
That's the response.
Keep playing. Let me see what he says.
Why are they letting it happen? Why do you think the government
that's what I'm saying. Why?
Allowing the border to be so porous. And why are they resisting when Texas tries to do something about it?
Well, I always worry when we're trying to understand what's happening and the information is not being shared with us. You have to ask yourself the question of how many separate things are in play. Before I went to Panama, I thought there was a migration of people. Now I think there are two. One of them's clearly a migration, and the other one could well be an invasion.
Okay. All right. See that property I sent you in Tennessee? Awesome. We'll just kind of coordinate. Chris, we're packing it up. Moving to Tennessee. We're being invaded by China.
You think it's related to population decrease, needing more workers? I think the general migration is that. I think in that, the incompetence of bad policies is getting swooped in to people being able to take advantage of it. I don't think America is knowingly having Chinese people come over.
Oh,
and
totally.
And Afghanis come. I don't think that's America. Because I'm not saying this is a global thing. I'm saying right now, there's bad policy at the border. That's not a Democrat or a Republican talking point. Obama deported more people than Trump. Okay? So that's neither here nor there. Bad policy at the border right now. What happens is then people who are looking to take advantage of bad policy will take advantage of bad policy. That's what they're going to do. So if you're a radical from the Middle East, if you're Chinese, who knows? They're going to take advantage of it. Now, all these folks have malicious intent and are all of them plotting an invasion. I don't know. I hope not.
And the thing is this. We're not like scared of Chinese people. We're not scared of Iranians. But it's no secret that the Chinese government hates America.
I mean, I don't know if they would overtly say it that way, but yes, more or less.
No secret.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, it's like.
They love our intellectual property that they take from American companies.
And they love polluting our generation with TikTok while theirs is completely clean and whatever. They love having the craziest terms and conditions that gives them 100% access to all this stuff. They love sending spy balloons over the United States. Mm-hmm. So like, to act like the Chinese government would never. First of all, the Chinese government absolutely would. Mm-hmm. Now is every Chinese person? No. But are they even getting enough Chinese military-aged men over here to have like an invasion? Probably not. But based off of recent history, TikTok, spy balloons, yada, 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 it wouldn't be surprising if these groups of young men are actually here to, or some of them are put into a group of young men that are immigrating by the government, the Chinese government, to have some sort of infiltration. Like, hey, on some spy stuff.
I can see that.
Infiltrate the government, to Washington, D.C.
That's what happened during the Cold War.
Exactly.
Both countries sent over double agents and spies and, you know.
So it's not like you're going to have a Chinese neighbor that's like all of a sudden strapped and like at your door. Right. But it's like there's something going on.
Something's going on.
There may be something going on. I'm going to say there definitely is something going on. Let's take the tinfoil hat for a second. There may be something going on.
Yes.
But for the people that are like so anti-conspiracies.
Yeah, the Americans. Thank you, Thaddeus. The Americans is a show about a Russian family being embedded into American culture, like I think in the 80s. It was nuts.
Yeah, and so it's like you can't be so anti-conspiracy that you think everyone is just it's just a happy country.
Yes.
And this is always good. Everyone's got good intentions, and I just want all the people over here. Like, that's just not reality.
Yes.
So there is a world in which these people are part of some master plan, a 20-year plan from China.
Yeah.
But
I can see that.
That being said, we don't know. It is sometimes of it's got that X-Files type beat.
Yeah. I'll play a little bit more of this. Shout out to Apogeo Center. He said they don't need to send a lot if they send the ones that know how to spy and technologically infiltrate.
See, me and Apogeo Center, Arthur, on the same page.
So if I know that there are two things, then I can put them in two categories and I can ask myself the question, why is this being allowed and why is that being allowed? But the belief amongst many who have been on the story of the migration for years now is that this is a ploy to create voters, Democratic voters. And I don't.
That's going backfire, by the way, because you know all these immigrants that come over.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you trying to do what to the kids?
They're like, I'll vote Democrat if I can start a small business and my kids can flourish.
Right.
And then the Democrats are like, oh no, you can't actually do that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Wait.
That's gonna backfire. See Florida being flipped red. You know why Florida got flipped red? Because a lot of Latino people are already conservative.
Yep.
Cubans, right? Folks that come from backgrounds. I mean, a lot of Mexican folks are conservative. That's gonna backfire. I think that's nonsense. I think this whole notion that the Democrats are trying to harvest voters from these communities don't rock with the Democrats.
Yeah. Oh, no,
like how many Mexicans do y'all know? Like how many Cubans do you know? How many Puerto Ricans do you know? Like they're very culturally conservative.
I don't think that's impossible. I think that's probably playing a role. I don't know how realistic it is.
If that's true, whether
or not it is clear that migrants necessarily carry the likelihood of voting blue
right.
that the blue team imagines. But anyway, I think that that's a plausible explanation in part, but I don't think it really covers it. There are other hypotheses that are darker. There is talk about the possibility of trading citizenship for military service. I think that's a very frightening prospect, but I didn't invent the idea. It has been discussed. And the problem is that to the extent that we saw things like the vaccine mandate drive out the skeptics from the military, this process would also bring in a lot of people into military service who would have more reason to follow immoral orders than a citizen soldier who had been American their whole life. In other words, if the power structure is granting you citizenship, which you want, in exchange for your obedience, then what is it that would cause you to say no? So if you wanted a force that was capable of acting on behalf of tyranny against Americans, then a force that doesn't have a deep history with the rights of being an American, that doesn't have a longstanding allegiance to people within the country, that force would be potentially more compliant. And that worries me.
That should worry you. I really didn't consider that until you just said that. But my thought about this idea of the military turning on the citizens was always, but the military...
Okay, so then they get into the military turning on the citizens and...
That's a little further out.
We see, according to the Bible, that prayer is extremely important in terms of us being transformed from the inside out when we get aligned with God's will. For the Christians watching this channel, I want you guys to implement these spiritual disciplines in your day-to-day life. And the only way I've been able to do this consistently is through writing down my prayers in a prayer journal that does a few things. One, it allows me to reflect and come to God humbly and ask him to move on my behalf. And two, it allows me to document my prayers, which ultimately helped me remember the very things that I was praying for and see the hand of God tangibly in my life when he answers them. So I would urge you, consider writing down your prayers. It could be in a blank notebook. It could even be on your phone. Or you could check out the one I personally designed and used for my own quiet time and spiritual discipline that I think will be a huge blessing. It's the exact structure and system that I've used for years to pray and be more consistent in my spiritual disciplines. You can pick yours up today by clicking the link in the pinned comment below. All right, I'll see you over there. Peace.